Accession number 29049, Mr. Frank Tolley, Reel 4. Now, you got out there, you'd gone out in November, you think, and now what happens when you get to Canada?
We go by train to Quebec. Right, Quebec, we have several hours before we get another train. So several of us, well, we all left the station to do a bit of exploring, looking around. And we went getting about. There was three of us, and we went into Woolworths, and we were chatting up assistants there, and those assistants came out and went out, and we had a meal or a snack together, and we said if we came back that way we'd look them up again, which we did, of course, and there's no correspondence with them at all. Just met up with them again.
What was the train journey like? It's a hell of a journey,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
Are you going to Fingal?
Yes, yes, yes. But it was first class, I think. First class for us. And they had to sleep a couple of nights going down to Fingal, I think, from Quebec. I think so. I think it was two nights. But I can't be certain now.
Now, you were going to number 4 bombing and gunnery school?
School, yes.
Fingal.
Fingal,
and you were there, you got there in November?
Yes, it would be, yeah.
Now, what happened when you got there? How did the course start?
This is
the armament style.
Yes. We went, did some Bren gun firing, ground.
Bren gun? Tell me about that.
Not Bren gun.
Browning.
Browning, ground to ground.
What did you think of the Browning gun?
It was better than Vickers, and it was good.
Did you get trained on how to take it to bits and reassemble it, that sort of thing?
No.
So you're just firing it?
Just firing, yes.
From a turret, or?
I can't remember. No. This was ground to ground.
Did it have a turret on the ground?
No. You were lying prone to fire it.
And what else were you doing?
Learning about fuses and.
Bomb fuses,
yes.
Pyrotechnics.
It came under the heading pyrotechnics.
So what was it to learn about bomb fuses?
Oh, no, I can't remember. It's 60-odd years ago.
Of
I can't remember now.
What do you remember?
There were long delays and instant impact. The pins had to be removed before they could fuse, and they fused on impact. It could be a long fuse or it could be a short fuse. Hit, bang, or it could be hit and just left and then just go off some time later.
And what else were you doing in the first, before you got flying?
Lots of aircraft recognition, ship recognition.
Anything different, or is it just more of the same?
No. A lot of PT. Had a good gym there. Had a very good gym. And a boxing ring. I didn't box there. I boxed at Scarborough.
Did you not do any bomb aiming training?
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, Oh, yes.
Well, tell us about that. What was the theory you were learning?
We use a coarse setting bomb sight. There was a very small. We had to set the course that we were on for this, and had to do. I think we were given wind speed and direction as well, and the aircraft speed. All this had to be set up.
Did this course setting bombsite have a name or number? I mean,
no.
It's just called a course setting bombsite.
Yes, CSPS. You call it CSPS.
And how easy was it to do?
Quite easy. But it wasn't easy getting it into the pickle barrel. getting your bombs. There were, either 7 or 10 pound practice bombs that we used.
But that's when you went up?
Yes, on two or three different sites, yes.
Now, what about the theory on the ground? Any other sites you were introduced to, or is it just the CSPS?
No.
BS. It's BS, isn't it?
CSPS. Course setting bomb site, yes. Mark 19, we didn't know anything at all about that until we...
That's what I was wondering. When do you start flying? I mean, you learn bomb aiming and browning on the ground, you do lectures in the bomb fuses. Yeah. When do you seem to start firing on the 29th of December?
In an Anson. So,
Was that your first flight? I don't mean first flight, but your first flight there.
First flight there, that's right, yes. Yeah. First flight I had was in Wellington. When I was in the RAF regiment,
right?
I was very keen to get up.
Now, what about? So, tell me about your first. What did you think of the Anson? Because these flights, the first few flights are in Anson.
Oh, like the Anson, yes. Bags of viewing, you could see out of those quite well. The only hard work in that was winding up. The undercarriage, winding up and down the undercarriage, in binds was that, but it had to be.
That was just, that was actually hard work, wasn't it?
hard work with, quotes, because that's.
Now, where were you in the Anson that you bomb aimers, or would it take a lot of you up at once?
It's sat alongside the pillow, sat alongside the pilot. I think we went up singly. I can't remember two trainee bomb aimers. I think we only went up one at a time.
Now, what were you doing? There's things like wind flying, dropping practice bombs. Yeah. Tell us about it. How difficult was it to drop a practice bomb? What would you do from an Anson?
You would see the target.
What would it be?
I think in a big circle, like a firing range target, if you like. If it was marked out, I don't know whether it was marked out with stones or what on sand, and you would approach that and. You would call to the pilot, left or right, keep it steady, bomb gone. You press the switch and...
And you'd actually be using the bomb?
Yeah.
The bomb aimer?
Yeah, the pair switch, yes. Yes. What we call the pair switch.
And did you take to this? Or was it different?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, it was all right, but I forget what happened. If you got the pickle barrel, what they call the pickle barrel.
Now, what's that? I didn't understand that last time you said it either.
No.
What do you mean by pickle barrel?
Pickle barrel. I think they had a big pickle barrel with names on it of people that actually hit the target smack on. And they got a certificate or something like that for... stopping it in the pickle bag. But nobody on our course did that. So many errors. Okay, you could have incorrectly set the sight from your own mistakes or errors passed on to you. And, that's
so it was hard, it was difficult. You also seem to have done some firing
some
of the
firing. Yes, we had a drogue.
Now tell me about that's firing at air drogues, isn't it?
Yes, that's so, yes.
They're towed, yeah. I presume.
So that's so, yes. And several of you would fire at the same drogue.
From the turret?
Yes.
And what was it like?
But that was from Lenham's, not from Hansen's.
Now, what was it like firing from the Lenham's? Yeah. How did you do?
It was part of the instrument. We were told how to aim and that, but we had. I think the bullets were painted so that they knew who fired the blue ones or who fired the red ones into it, you see.
And what did you think of the Blenheim?
Oh, very small aircraft, but good. I did like the Blenheim.
Now, what did you like about it? Because it didn't have quite such a good name.
That's true enough, but it was more manoeuvrable than, of course, than the Hansen, and far less room. I think our gunners had more room in the Lank than we did in the Blenheim.
Now, anything else you remember about? You seem to have gone up on a camera exercise as well.
Oh, but yes.
Tell me about that.
Yes. Should have some here.
They can't see him, yeah. Rora. So describe what you were doing.
You'd be taking over an area and told to photograph. They would give you the map position. And you would map read to that area, and then you would photograph. You would photograph at that point, and you know it was a map reading exercise as well as taking the photograph.
What sort of camera was it? Was it a fixed camera? A
fixed camera, yes, yes.
You seem to have only done that once on this part of it, anyway. And that course wasn't that long. It was November 43 to February 44.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And you seem to have done all right. 79 and how did you feel about it? 72.4 you got and you passed. You know.
Yeah.
What did that mean?
Those hours aren't there on there. 72.4, isn't it?
No, that's your marks.
Yeah. That's my mark, isn't it?
So what? What? The examination result, 72.4, not bad at all. Now, what pupil fine time was 9 hours, 9.5 hours. Now, what did that mean that you passed? What did you qualify as?
And having passed the bombing and gunnery part of the course.
It was just the first stage?
Yes.
Now, so the next thing was you go to the next place, which is
Moulton, Ontario.
Now that's the
near Toronto.
That's the number one air observer school.
Yes.
Now tell me about that.
Yes. I was first of all, I was posted elsewhere, further away, with about 10 days leave or something like that. But there were some Canadians on the course who were posted to Moulton, and they got to go after the weekend, and I got 10 days. So I swapped with them so that they could go home and take we were allowed to do that, you see. I thought, why not? These fellows will be coming to England, we come to the UK in time, so why not give them a chance to get home before they graduate? And so I did a swap with one, as did some of our other fellows. And so that's how I went to Malton.
So your original posting was changed, was it?
I changed. I volunteered to change it. We could do that.
So you weren't sort of swapping leave, as swapping postings?
Swapping postings, yes. So that the Canadians could have the leave.
Yeah, I've got you. Yeah. Now, what happened? What was the setup at the number one Air Observer School?
Well, again, bags of aircraft recognition, navigation, and ship recognition. We were helped a lot. We had one chap on the course. He was red hot at ship recognition. He was absolutely fantastic, and he helped us because discerning, you got Americans, British, and Japanese, and he was the one that got us through that part. A chap named Skinner.
Now, what about the there's map reading and navigation? Well, map reading and tell us about that.
Yes. Well, map reading. I'm not so sure that it was so easy there because it was very much the same. Long straight roads and crossing it at 90 degrees and that. You had water as well to contend with. You had to use pinpoints like water. Like lakes and woods and small townships and the likes.
And how did you do? I mean, it was difficult, but how did you do?
Well, I think all right from what I remember. Okay.
Any particular problems?
No. I don't think so. I was fairly lucky there. As a matter of fact, later on, I navigated us by map reading from Scampton to Pomigliano in Italy, just simply by map reading.
Now, so you were there for 2 months. Yeah. February 44 till April. I'm getting this from your log now.
Yes,
of course,
yes.
And anything else about your time at Malton?
No, I don't think so.
So, is this where you're promoted to sergeant, or do you become
Yes.
So you pass the course.
Yeah.
And what are you? A sergeant.
Sergeant bomb member.
Were you pleased with that?
I'd like to be commissioned, but there weren't many RAF commissioned. I think there were three on our course who were commissioned. On the Canadians, there were three Canadians on our course, and two of them were commissioned.
I think there was a bit of favouritism towards them, or were they better?
It was their favouritism. That didn't come into officers only got a shilling a day more than we got. But I just don't know. I don't know what it was.
It was
Canadians Canadian officers that interviewed us to decide on our commission. But some said we were rather naive at the answers we gave. I was asked about my father's wartime record, and I said about him being demobbed. I didn't say, oh, he was a Marine, he signed on for 12 years. I should have, could have left it at that. And when what did he do afterwards? And I said, oh, he was in charge of signals operations. I could have said that, being in charge of signals operations.
Instead of signaler.
Between Coventry and Stafford. He wouldn't have known where Coventry and Stafford were, probably, but I don't know. It's easy to say that now. I obviously found not suitable.
Now, what happened next then? How did you get back to England? Or do you go to England? You go to number three. There's a bracket O, AFU. So what's that? Number three.
No. That's when we come back to England.
Yeah, that's the next thing.
No. We go from Malton, having graduated, we get 5 days leave. But
tell me about the leave then. Where'd you go?
Straight to the holding unit because I had no money.
So where was the holding unit?
At New Brunswick. Just forget.
Doesn't matter.
We arrived there before getting on the train to go to Quebec. And so we returned there. And there, when we returned, one of the first people I saw there was Sergeant PTI, Physical Training Instructor. He was a chap, he lived in the same road as myself, 2 years ahead of me at school, and he'd been training paratroops at Tatton Park here, and he was shopping. He'd not been over there too long, but he was shopping for his daughter, who he'd not seen. And I said, well, I'm going back in a few days. I'll take them back for you, if you like. And he was delighted. I knew his brother as well. His brother worked at Ackerton Park. So I was able to take them through to him.
Now, how did you get back? Which ship?
On the Ile-de-France. But that wasn't a patch on the other ship, on the Mauritania.
What was it like? What was the journey like?
That was very crowded. But, of course, we came back with American troops as well, you see, so that was very, very crowded. And
what were conditions like?
Oh, tight, you know, rough.
So what happened next then?
Came back, sent to Harrogate. Got back to
Harrogate. Is that a holding unit?
Yes. We come back to Harrogate, and L.E.G. Ames, the England wicketkeeper, he was squadron leader. He was in charge of the unit, and the night before leave, that was the day that we returned there at night time. Although it was in April or May, weather was like this. Fantastic. Eight of us went down to a pub called the Squinting Cat, and we all bought a round. Should explain that we really missed English beer. The American and Canadian beer was more like lager. It went to your tummy before it went to your head, sort of thing, you know. And it was all ice cold, which is how they like it. We all bought a round each, and it was great. Walking back to camp on leave the next day, super. Get into bed, put my head on the pillow, and phew, like a stick of the dog. I bounced over three beds, put my head through the window, and I was utterly sick, disgustingly so. And that lost me a half day's leave. I couldn't get up the next morning. It lost me a half day's leave.
And what did you do on your leave?
Oh,
you came here.
Went home. Yes, they were all glad to see me. Of course.
Did they make a big fuss? I mean, you've been away a long time. Now you're a sergeant.
Oh yes, they were quite good. But whilst I'd been away, you see, my father had had appendicitis. He'd been off work, and I'd made an allotment right from when I first joined up. I made an allotment, half my pay, to my mother. And then when I went to Canada, because I had a rise, we went up to, I think it was 8 and 9 a day, when we passed out at ITW. So I increased the allotment for her to put it into the bank for me, for my savings. But they used that because Dad was out of work, and so I didn't get that. I missed that a lot. You know, I thought I got that to come back to. They said they would make it up to me eventually. I said, oh, it doesn't matter. But I could have used it. Anyhow, I was quite rich then on 12 and 6 or 13 and 6 a day. I forget, but it was absolutely fantastic.
So what was the next stage?
Next stage was going to observe the AOS, Advanced Flying Unit.
So that's the Observer Advanced Flying Unit,
yes,
especially
yes.
for observers, is it?
Yes, observers, that's the navigators and bomb aimers.
Where was that at? It doesn't say.
Yeah, that was at. That's on this Tower Bridge.
It doesn't say.
No. I've got that. I do know where it is. I just cannot think of it.
The next one's Morton in Marsh, but. You can't think of it. Well, never mind. We'll put it in later. Yeah. And what were you doing here? What's the purpose of this? I mean, have you just been trained? Hadn't you? What was this about?
I can't even remember what we were flying there.
Anson's.
So yeah, yes, yes. It was doing cross country runs.
Anything special about it?
No, not really.
You seem to be doing some night flights. Was that the first time you'd done night flights?
No, just some night flying in Canada. Yeah.
And you were just there. You seem to be just there from June to July.
Yes, yes.